Welcome back to our podcast. My name's Emily.
And I'm Emma.
And this week we're going to talk about how we eat and food, what we eat and what delicious we like. Food. So grab a snack because we're going to make you hungry. Mm-hmm. What'd you have for breakfast today?
I don't eat breakfast. I actually haven't eaten today. I don't eat, like, I'm such a weird eater. I eat when I'm hungry, not when it's time.
Bad, Emma.
And I eat, like, crap.
Same. Oh, I eat, like, actual ass. But yeah. I've been trying to be better, but, you know, it's really hard in college, one. And, like, today, for example, I'm not going to get home until, I can't even tell you, 7. And how am I supposed to, like, go home, make a meal?
I can't. I don't make meals.
No, me neither.
And I live with my parents, and I still eat, like, crap.
I wish I did live with my parents, but when I do live with my parents, it's, like, not any better. Like, my mom just is like, oh, can you go get me Starbucks? I'm like, okay, yeah, like, sounds good. So, like, yeah, it never works. And whenever I cook for myself, like, I literally hate doing the dishes. I hate, like,
thinking. I just never know how to cook for, like, myself.
That too.
You know, like, sometimes I'll help my mom with dinner. Like, we're all having dinner. But when it comes to, like, oh, it's lunchtime. Like, do I make a salad? Like, do we have lettuce? Where is it?
Exactly, exactly. What do you put in a salad? Oh, well, I have some avocado, and that's it.
I'm the worst with, like, pre-made stuff. Like I'm, that's all, like.
Oh, yes, yes. No, same with me.
If it's, like.
And I don't understand, like, how you think of something in your mind when you're going to the grocery store, and you pick out, like.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I walk around, and I'm like, meh. I don't know if that sounds good.
Exactly. Like, and you could never go hungry.
Or I always have to, like. Go and I'm, like, super healthy, and I buy, like,
you never want things, it.
And then, like, 2 days later, I'm like,
ugh, this sounds disgusting.
I have to eat all
this. Yeah. I have, like.
And then it goes bad.
I know. Fresh produce for one person goes bad so quickly. I don't know. I definitely have, like, learned in college that you just eat what you can.
Yeah.
Like, you don't sit there and, like, think about it. You know what I did? HelloFresh.
Okay.
No brand deal here. We wish. But, yeah.
I've done Blue Apron before.
That actually was really, really nice for the. I literally just had it for 1 week for a free trial, but it actually was really nice.
HelloFresh, do they just bring you groceries or is it like meals?
It's meals. Okay, so it's like a meal delivery service, and basically it's like a couple meals a week, and then.
How much was that?
It was free because I got it through for the first week. Okay. I got it through someone I was already. What? Say it out loud.
Kendall call.
Oh, no, actually, not her.
Okay.
But, but no, she's, there's this girl, and she's posting on her stories, like, how do people get brand deals with food?
I don't know, but that's the kind of brand deals I want.
That's what I'm saying, it's so smart. Yeah. If I'm gonna get, like, okay, so you get brand deals, this company, the tiny little company of, like, some girl I knew way, like, in middle school, she reached out to me, and she was like, can you post a picture of this shirt? Like, I'm gonna send you my shirt. And I, of course, like, I'm gonna be nice.
Did she send it to you?
Yeah, she sent it to me.
Oh.
It literally, I put it on my body. It's the itchiest thing I've ever put on my body.
Yeah.
And it's not cute. And I don't want to post about it. And she keeps messaging me on Instagram saying, okay, can you go to the beach and take pictures in it? And I'm like.
I would mail it back and I would just say, I don't support this brand because the shirt is
itchy. It's itchy as fuck.
That's what I would say.
That's what I'm saying is, and she goes, okay, can you make sure that you follow the theme of our Instagram? And I'm like, bitch, I barely have time to, like, dress myself.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I'm going through that right now. But, anyways, back to food. Basically, I grew up eating out at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Really?
Yeah. My dad is an amazing cook. Mm-hmm. My mom is getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't like, if you're listening, love you, Mom. But she, like, likes routine, like me, and she likes to make the same foods for the same weeks. And, my dad likes to barbecue and, like, make stews and stuff. He's from Minnesota, so, like, a lot of meat.
Minnesota.
Yeah, and a lot of, I don't know, like, well-rounded meals. My mom likes to make, like, tacos or spaghetti or, like, chicken.
I was telling my parents last night because we don't have, like, anything to us. Like, we're British. Like, that's where we come from. So, we have no, like, fun food.
I'm the same way.
We were talking about that last night. It was, like, we don't have, like, fun family things. Like, I have a friend who's super Italian. Her dad's 100% Sicilian. Her mom's 100% Greek. And they're, so like, cool. So fun. Like, every time you go to their house, it's, like, a huge, like, pasta.
And they
like,
want to give you as much food as they can.
Oh, yeah. So good. And all their family's there. And I was, like.
Ugh, I know. I wish I had that.
So boring.
No, so my, LOL, boyfriend. His family has been my family for the last, like, 4 years, and they make so much. Their, like, activities are centered around their food. Yeah. I am always so well fed. Yeah. I, like, the second I get there, I'm being fed. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, like, tea and a cookie or it's, like, rice and meats and, like...
It's they always have something.
Delicious. And they will not take no for an answer. Like, yeah. I'll just be like, oh, I'm not hungry. It doesn't matter. You eat it. Like, if she puts something, his mom puts something on my plate, like, I don't say, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I don't need it. Nope. It's put on your plate. And you even if you don't eat it, you, like, leave it there. Because, like, it's just... You have to say yes. Because, like, they... try to fatten you up. Yeah. I wish I had that too. The one thing I do have is so my family is German, mm-hmm. a little bit German, and we have pasticcio, which is a German lasagna mm-hmm. that we have on Christmas time. And that is the only culture my family has ever known.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's.
Do you know what my family has on Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
We have ribs.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we have ribs. My aunt makes really good ribs.
I mean, it sounds there's turkey too.
No, I don't need it. We eat ribs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, carry on that tradition for your children?
I don't know, because I don't know how to make ribs.
I know. I feel
like... Welcome to my aunt's house.
Exactly, yeah. Just have...
We're very big on family. I had dinner with my entire extended family last night, just because.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, my good roommate friend, she's Southern, and she's, like, you go to her... grandma's house and there's homemade mac and cheese. I stopped over at her house one time. Her mom made homemade biscuits. She had like flour and stuff. I was like, holy crap.
Like, that's not
these
good.
Aren't no crescent grands
or
crescent rolls. But I don't know. My mom's a good cook.
Yeah.
And when we were little, like little kids, we always had family dinner. Like Monday through Thursday we'd eat at home. Friday, Saturday we'd go out. Sunday we'd have dinner with our neighbors. Like my mom was good, like, good about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
but
awesome.
But now that we're, like, all older, my brother's gluten-free, like, I don't eat dairy, like,
You don't?
I'm not supposed to. Oh, okay. I'm lactose intolerant, but really? I still eat it. I had a shake the other day when I was
with you. I was gonna say, we literally had shakes the other day, but it's fine.
Yeah, but it's just, I feel like the older you get, the harder it is to get everyone together and make food that everyone likes.
No, I never had family dinner in the sense that, like, my brother had soccer practice, I had track practice, my sister Rose, or... I had something to do with school. I had a study group. So something was always going on, and, like, something I want to do.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It just, obviously, like, I want to have family dinners, like, when I grow up with my kids. Like, I kind of want to make that a thing. Like, one day a week, like, I want to have a family dinner, but.
When you're little, they will.
Right.
What I remember.
Yeah,
I
had dinner all the time. Yeah,
then I'd come home from ballet and, like, eat dinner with my family.
Yeah. But otherwise, like, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Like, now. When I was little, like, my mom would make a bunch of food. But I definitely think my mom also, like, just tries to make something, like, quick and easy because, like, whenever we are home and, like, do get home, like, she wants it all to be ready. I don't know. I think my mom also, love you, Mom. You have a job, so.
Yeah.
Or did. But I don't know. I just think definitely, like, finding what works for you. And I say, like, everything in moderation. You try to be as balanced as you can with foods. Like, I love In-N-Out. We had In-N-Out yesterday.
We had In-N-Out yesterday.
2 days ago?
No, it was yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago. It literally feels like yesterday. Wow, this week's going by. Okay. We talked about it.
I know, we did talk about it.
Oh, but I know what you mean.
It's just, no, it's fine. Okay. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, but we like eating. We've had a few meals together, you and I, like dinners.
We've had literally hamburgers together. Every time.
Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. We met on Mexican food.
It's delicious.
So good. What's your favorite Mexican food place?
And we're going to go to Din Tai Fung.
Oh, my God, yeah. When you get back, let's go.
Yeah.
I'll bring my phone and we'll record a podcast at Din Tai Fung.
We should record a podcast. We can vlog it.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Stay tuned.
We're going to be vloggers.
We're going to vlog at Din Tai Fung.
Yeah. I think that's where the money is. You know?
Me too. Podcasting is good, but they need to see visuals. Some people do.
Whenever I listen to a podcast, I always will go and I'll look at the podcast and look what they look like.
I have to look at what they look like because it bothers me.
It's so weird.
I don't like when I don't know, like, what their voice
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Or, like, what their face is with their voice.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, just seeing their face. Like, I like when, I don't know what that thing is. There's, like, a bowl in here, speaking of food. This podcast room is... full of different secrets. Yeah.
Every day it's interesting. Yeah.
But anyways, we're basically rambling on at this point.
I know, this is bad. We're gonna have to cut all this.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut all this, but
okay.
Long story short, Eat well.
Eat well.
We just rambled about how we eat. We really do not have any structure.
We're trying to figure out a better structure to eat the older we get. And so the older we've gotten, the harder it's been.
Yeah.
End of story.
Perfect ending. Okay. If you have any tips for us.
Yeah, you let us know.
Let us know at this point.
So we'll
see you later.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm so...